folks who host this show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench, cause Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy, advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective. Oh, and did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more. At 419-PT-LOVE-4.
And welcome to Pork Therapy.
Hello, thanks for listening.
Yes, you've joined us once again. We're actually on the love seat tonight, but it's a different love seat than normal, isn't it, Mike?
It is, Stephanie. And yes. Now we've introduced each other, kind of.
Yes, in a very indirect way. And, you know, we should say a few words. We've got some requests from our listeners, and we just want to point out how great we are at customer service because we have listened to you, and we've gotten better audio quality. Hopefully we've gotten better audio quality. We've invested in some new equipment, and hopefully this solves some of our issues. So let us know what you think, and if you still think we're shitty, then, well, don't let us down too hard, right?
There is, of course, the issue of having to learn how to use it.
That's true, and how to learn how to speak English.
Oh.
Right, Mike?
Zachoflich von Machosen.
Ah, see. Anyway, we're Pork Therapy, and we're here tonight to entertain and titillate and enthrall you.
And we might even entertain your titillates and enthrall you.
Yes, what Mike said.
Or something, I don't know.
Something like that. We have a bunch of questions that we need to get to tonight, and our first one is pretty cool. But Mike, do we have any, I don't know, any announcements besides our cool audio quality? Should we talk about Porkfest?
Sure. Porkfest is the Porcupine Freedom Festival happens
That's
once
right.
a year, put on by the Free State Project, and
it's a very cool event.
It's a long week. It's an extended weekend camping extravaganza with tons of events that most people actually
people
stay like
around.
A week for. And
Mike
nude
didn't
people.
Even correct me.
It's wow. There's no. That's correct.
Maybe semi-nude, like we tell the semi-truth on the show. Okay.
And let's see. So I guess they put it on to try and make a venue for people to figure out what New Hampshire's like and what the people here are like and
right.
possibly move here.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not only incredibly fun, we are going to be recording live there.
That's right.
And this is next
That will be the highlight. I can't be so vain as to say that that'll be the highlight of Porkfest.
It will be for us.
It will. It sure will. And I'm actually looking forward to Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party myself. I love the gays and
There's
I love the dance.
There's also going to be an 80s dance party. So it's a big dancing weekend, apparently.
Yeah, it's dancing and pork therapy and just general merriment. So you should come out to Rogers Campground on, what is it, June 24th through the 27th?
And, yes, Rogers Campground in
Lancaster, New Hampshire, up in the beautiful White Mountains. I have some White Mountains on my chest, Mike.
Why are they white? Or are they just at the end of the evening?
Because I'm Caucasian? I don't know.
Something.
There's snow-covered peaks. Anyway, yes, you should come up and join us for Porkfest, and you can hear us live, and you can ask us your questions. And in the meantime, if you want to submit some questions before Porkfest, you can email us at questions@porktherapy.com, or you can call us.
Yes, please do at 419-PT-LOVE-4.
As Hannah beautifully suggests, much sexier than our voices.
Yes.
It tells you to call, and she gives out the number in our theme song, but you'll have to listen to that if you want to hear it.
Where else? You can also find us on our website, porktherapy.com.
That's right. Or you can follow us at twitter.porktherapy.com,
right.
facebook.porktherapy.com.
We're everywhere.
We spewed ourselves all over the internet.
And hopefully
just
by the time this episode airs, you could be listening to us on the Liberty Radio Network.
Maybe. We don't know about that. We're going to keep that under wraps.
Oh, that's under wraps?
Mike, leave it to Mike to spill the beans.
I thought
you can't tell him any secrets.
I thought the secret was out of the bag with this particular episode, no?
No, I don't think we're confirmed, and I don't want to jinx us. So.
Well, then I didn't just say any of that.
Yeah, we basically already talked about it, so there's no point in hiding it now. This is, we'll talk about it later. Why don't we get to our question?
Yes, please. Let's actually do an episode here.
We have received an email from an anonymous listener, and we love it when we get these kind of questions because we have no idea who this was, right, Mike?
Well, we love any question.
We do.
We have no idea who most of them are.
Yes, that's true. But right. This one, we especially have no clue because I guess we're out of touch with the Republican Christian douchebag world.
not that this person's one of them. But
no.
That's who they're talking about.
Not necessarily, no. Okay, so she writes in and we say...
Hey, you just alienated our Republican douchebag demographic.
Did we have any?
I don't know.
Well, I don't think Republican douchebags listen to our show. Okay. But if they do, we love you. We appreciate you.
Yeah.
We're going to
call us
you
with
up.
Your opinion on this next upcoming question.
Yeah, you might not like us after this, but anyway. So the question asker writes, "Hello, Pork Therapy," with an exclamation point, and it was very cute. I hear you guys talking a lot about polyamorous relationships. This aspect of the liberty community is new to me, as the majority of people I have encountered in the liberty movement have been very Republican, Christian, male-dominated families.
Nice reading.
Thank you. It was emphasis added.
Yeah.
But she does capitalize Republican, Christian, and not male-dominated, but I digress. Anyway, so she says, my question has two parts. One, since I don't ascribe to either of the above value systems, in parentheses, polyamory or, quote, traditional values, is there a middle ground? Is it too much for me to desire a monogamous partner that doesn't expect me to settle down and give him children? Ooh, I like this one. and number two, if so, do these guys exist?
I like how the part two assumes yes to the part one.
Yeah. and then she signs it, sincerely, a non-traditional straight female. So cool. She told us she was straight and she's looking for a man.
But she didn't tell us much else. Non-traditional. And she also says, where's the first part of the question? She says,
I don't ascribe
to either of the above value systems, parentheses, polyamory or traditional values, close parentheses. So what does she ascribe to? What? Who is she? What does she do?
Yeah, I guess she kind of...
We know she's straight and non-traditional, so...
That's right. Well, she alludes to that in the first part of the question. She says she wants a monogamous partner, but apparently she doesn't want to, quote, you know, settle down and have a lot of babies.
Well, all I get out of that, all I understand so far, is she doesn't want babies. But if she wants monogamy, that's settling down, isn't it?
Not necessarily. I guess... people have different ways to define settling down, I guess, right?
Maybe
maybe she wants to travel the world or something, and maybe she wants maybe she wants to do adventurous things like skydiving.
I see.
And
so settle down
swim
could
with
mean
the sea bats and
in monogamous settle down could mean get a house and get a job and get two cats and that's
yeah, and
it.
Never
no kids,
leave the house, right? Or you know.
Okay.
Right.
Non-traditional. Interesting.
Yeah, maybe she just wants to travel and kind of, you know, focus on her career and kind of live a non-traditional Christian family values oriented lifestyle, right?
Yeah. Did she say non-Christian? That
she is? Well, she said that the people she's encountered have been mostly Christian, and that goes along with Republican and sort of like this typical nuclear family structure with the male as the keystone or whatever.
Well, I think her second part kind of answers her first part. She goes, what's her phrasing? If so, do these guys exist? So is there a middle ground? And if so, do these guys exist?
Yeah, of course there's a middle ground.
There's, you know, 6 billion people in the world. Of course you're going to find a view that matches yours.
Well, I think she doesn't say this explicitly, but I think what she's alluding to is that she wants to find a libertarian.
Yes. Or someone in the Liberty Movement.
Or someone in the Liberty
Movement.
And
actually, I'd like to comment on that because near the beginning she says... the polyamory, she says that we talk about polyamory and that aspect of the Liberty Movement is new to her. How is polyamory an aspect of the Liberty Movement?
There's a higher percentage.
It's not.
Amongst
Liberty activists, there happens to be, in my opinion, a higher percentage of poly people than in the population at large. But how is that an attribute of a Liberty activist?
Okay, well, this might be a stretch. Certainly not all liberty activists are polyamorous or even have thought about polyamory versus monogamy or anything like that or anything along that continuing.
Uh-huh.
But I think that when you reject the notion that government is good and government is there to help you and it's universally a good thing, it's easier to reject other social mores like heterosexuality or monogamy.
Or marriage.
Or marriage,
because
right.
That's a government-backed institution anyway.
Absolutely.
Or government-forced.
I mean, I know that, you know...
Government-enforced.
Yes, government-enforced. Mm. You're marrying the state when you marry.
Yeah, you're not marrying another person. You're marrying two, so...
Well, the state's not a person, but now we're getting into semantics. Yeah. The point is that... I think that sometimes, you know, she describes herself as a non-traditional person, and so maybe she's willing to look at other lifestyles besides the conventional religious, family-oriented kind of...
But she doesn't... she's not interested in poly, at least not in a...
At least not
as far as this question goes.
Right. Or she thinks we're too wacky for it.
Well, whatever.
We're too out there.
She's non-traditional, but not that non-traditional.
Well, I mean, I don't think on this show we're about trying to convince people to like become polyamorous or live a certain way or anything like that. I just try to be open-minded to any kind of viewpoint and recognize that there are alternative relationship styles out there that exist, and we should
recognize
them.
And they're all
wrong
except for the one that I like.
That's right. You should all be with Barsky.
Okay.
Let him tell you.
So is it fair to... my understanding of her question is something to the effect of, I like monogamy. Mm-hmm. I don't like Republican Christian traditional things
douchebags.
That I see.
Yeah.
Douchebags. That's, you added that, not her. In the liberty movement, because I'm interested in that, are there going to be guys mm-hmm. who are middle ground?
Yes. You know,
somewhere between that and poly.
Right. And, okay, your answer to that is yes, right, Mike?
The short answer is yes.
Oh,
absolutely.
My answer is hell yes. Yeah. And you know what? I said at the beginning of the question, I have no idea who this is because I don't think this person lives in New Hampshire, because if she did,
she'd know.
She would be
it's
inundated by
place.
These kind
yeah.
of guys.
Yeah.
Listener, if you are hearing this message and you're listening to what we're saying about your question, I really think that you ought to come up to Porkfest and check out and meet all these. There's going to be a 10-to-1 ratio of guys to women. And
Actually, it might not be so much at Porkfest because a lot
maybe
of families.
Not.
But I was also going to say, since Porkfest
available
is short
notice, available guys to available
women? That could be that's a good ratio.
Yeah. I think 10-to-1 is not unrealistic. Right.
And if you can't make Porkfest, arrange to come. Another time, any time of the year.
Make
and
a post
on the
forums.
Forum, and there are social events happening weekly.
We said that simultaneously, Mike. Good job.
We're simultwins.
We're in tune. We're psychically linked. Yes. Anyway, post on the forums and go to some of the social events that are up
there,
here. Check out the calendars.
Exactly.
There's a calendar aggregator right now at freekeen.com, right? Isn't there?
I don't know.
I think there are five different calendars, and they're all aggregated somewhere.
I was trying to work on a calendar aggregation project a year and a half ago, and it never got off the ground,
so I hope
it actually exists. Anyway, I'm getting off topic.
You were the originator.
Yeah.
You had the good idea before anyone else. Yes, anyway, so there are tons of things to do in New Hampshire, and if you come here and you get active for freedom, you are going to, come. That's what Mike said.
What?
He made a motion.
Yeah,
Mike made it. Oh, listeners.
You are so easily detracted by anything sexual.
That's true, Mike. But if this were a video podcast, I would be vindicated because you would have seen the motion that Mike, the vulgar, obscene.
Fun. Funny.
This is a Christian family values oriented show, Mike. What are you doing?
Is it Republican too?
Yes, it is.
All right.
Yes, let's wave the flag and go kill some brown people around the world, right? and keep out those Mexicans because they're taking our jobs.
Something like that,
yeah. Anyway, we're being totally sarcastic. That is not what we're about on Pork Therapy. But what were we talking about, Mike? She should come up here and get active for liberty. And
find out and meet many guys of totally different backgrounds.
Oh, yeah.
They span the spectrum. I mean,
yes.
There are Christians, there are people who define themselves as Christians, but I wouldn't have never guessed because there's different flavors.
Because they keep it to themselves.
Yeah.
There's
anarchists, there's atheists, there's all kinds of religions, there's Buddhists, there's...
And there's everything in between. I mean, really.
Yeah, there's combinations, there's people inventing words for what they believe in.
Yes, there's a lot of people inventing
words. Yeah, and that's just, we were just touching on, I guess, the God aspect, but, you know, there's people inventing words for what they believe in terms of... philosophy and liberty. They define mm-hmm. liberty differently. There's all kinds. There's all kinds of ranges of beliefs.
Now, what if she can't come to New Hampshire or she can't come right away? What would you suggest? Because I have an answer for that, but I want to hear yours first.
Well, she did say that she's interested in the liberty movement. So I guess the next thing would be, since I doubt there's a huge liberty movement or a significant liberty movement anywhere else, mm-hmm. to start posting on the forums.
So meet people, network online.
Yeah, network online. Just even to just meet people and then agree to meet them in a video chat somewhere or to meet up or whatever.
Yeah,
it's
I
a
think
good
that's
place
a good
to
idea.
Start because on the forums are like hubs of mm-hmm. communication.
Yeah, and if she's looking for something like in this question, she kind of defines what she wants. She says she wants a monogamous partner, but she's not really interested in children, and she's not so much into the whole family values meme of, you know, get kind of having a what would you call it? I was going to say a boring life, but I don't want to alienate her listeners.
That lifestyle.
Yes, a quiet lifestyle. Let's say that.
It's not even necessarily quiet. I mean,
yeah.
I would just say that type of lifestyle, because
sure.
that could be exciting for some, but it's just not what she wants.
Sure.
Not what I want. But
well, I mean, the point that I was trying to make was that she kind of defined what she wanted in
yes.
this email. So what she should do is really sit down and think about it and define it really well and
yes.
maybe post some personal ads online if she can't, you know, come up to New Hampshire
yeah.
and advertise herself, right? And what she's looking for
so.
In a relationship. Another thing I was going to suggest...
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry, Mike,
no,
go ahead.
Go ahead.
no, you.
Nuh-uh, you first.
What I was going to say was that, listener, if you're meeting these Republican Christian asshats, you know, you can try to get them to listen to Pork Therapy and maybe they'll loosen up a little bit, right? Once they hear us being so vulgar and profane and talking
wow.
about how...
they might have a stroke.
They might. Their neck vein might start to throb. But, I mean, what you could do is sort of try to, you know, if you meet someone and they're of this sort of mindset, like the kind of traditional family values type mindset, you can tell them what you're all about and say, hey, you know, I like the idea of monogamy and settling down with one person and making a commitment for the rest of my life, but I'm not so much into having children and I'm looking to find someone who feels the same way, and this is why I don't want to have children, and this is why I want to have a certain kind of lifestyle that's not necessarily compatible with family. And, you know, what do you think about that? And just try to feel the person out if you're considering dating them, see what they think, and,
you
know,
feel
maybe
them out
they'll
before
meet...
you feel them up.
That's right. That's exactly right. Well, I suppose you don't have to. You could feel them up before you feel them
it's
up.
It's just advice.
It is.
Actually, it's not advice. It's just
no,
my opinion.
No, but I mean, sometimes people will meet you halfway. Is that right,
yeah.
Mike? You
yep.
know, sometimes if you explain what you're all about, they'll say, well, I'm not necessarily of this exact same mindset, but I like this girl so much that I'm willing to meet her halfway. And
yeah, I actually... I think we've talked about that on certain episodes.
Yeah.
Like, that can be really hard to do on something that's really important to you. But
like children,
that, yeah.
I mean, we actually did do a whole episode
yeah.
about having children and the decision. And
that's
it sounds,
probably not... I mean, how can
like
you meet someone halfway? We'll
this.
Have half a kid.
Yeah, exactly.
But you'll find people who don't want to have kids, but who might differ on some other things, and you can meet each other halfway.
Right. I was sort of thinking about that too, Mike, like exactly what you said. Like, maybe... she can meet someone who already doesn't want to have children, because that's
yeah,
the
that's,
most important deal breaker type
right.
issue.
It sounds like
and
the two deal breakers are liberty movement and don't want to have kids.
Right. So maybe she could meet someone
and monogamous.
Monogamy, right, yeah. Well, I mean, maybe she'll meet some polyamorous swinging porcupine at Porkfest and then she'll convince him to be monogamous. Who knows?
Or the reverse. Maybe she'll just kind of like hear more and more about poly and experience it by meeting poly people and realizing
maybe.
We're not monsters, we're just people. And maybe she'll realize it
you're
works
a monster.
For her.
No, I'm just kidding, Mike. You're not a monster.
Sometimes. Wink,
bed.
Wink, nudge, nudge.
Yeah, anyway, so, I mean, you can, basically, if you're looking for something very specific in a relationship, you can seek out exactly what you're looking for, or you can seek out something close and aim to convert, right?
Boy, I hate that second part. Yes, you can do it, but why? Hey, I like this person, but I'm going to change them.
Well, I'm going to give you an example.
Okay.
I know a guy who lives in a large city, and, you know, he's an attractive guy, but he is a hardcore anarchist, and he only wants to date women who have a similar viewpoint.
Makes sense.
But it's very difficult. I mean, most of the women he meets in this big city, and he can't move to New Hampshire yet for whatever reason,
mm-hmm.
Most of the women that he meets are not starting out as anarchists or libertarians or whatever. And so what he does is he gradually talks to them. You know, he meets status or whatever, he finds them attractive, and then he brings them all around to the point of view.
Well, if you've got the patience for it, great. But
yeah.
I don't have a problem with that, because in general, the more people who understand liberty, the better the world's going to be.
Sure.
But think of it.
He's converting them with his cock one at a time.
Wow. But think of it
I'm
like
just kidding.
Like, what if it wasn't liberty that was important to him, it was Christianity? So
right.
why don't you just go meet anyone you want? Maybe they're
some,
Jewish. Maybe
some
they're
people do that.
Maybe they're Muslim, and then convert them.
Some people do that.
Yeah, and I think that's almost gross. Like, if that
it
person wants to be converted.
It depends on how desperate you are. Doesn't it?
No. I mean, maybe
I think it does.
What
well,
depends on how
only...
desperate you are is whether or not you try that. But why would you want someone that you don't even want? You want to change them. Why not? Oh, well, I don't want that person because I'd have to change them to want them. Instead, I'll go look for another person.
Well,
I guess
you know,
that's where the desperacy comes in. You
I
need
think
someone,
I've sort
huh?
of been on both sides of this coin, because I remember when I lived I lived outside of New Hampshire, I really wanted to date libertarians, and I wanted to date, you know, libertarians, anarchists, volunteers,
right.
whatever you want to call it, people of the liberty mindset.
Uh-huh.
But I had a hard time finding them.
Right.
And so what I would do is meet status and right. sort of feel them out. And if they were kind of liberty oriented, I would try to talk to them about issues mm-hmm. and gradually bring them along.
And because how'd that work
at
out?
That point, I was desperate. It worked out very well in some cases, actually. And some of these status, and I've had, you know, I've had status friends and coworkers that I've over, you know, many years gradually talked to, and now they're libertarians. Now they're totally
well,
into it.
If you have the patience for that, then I guess that's a, well, but, then that's definitely a tact you could take.
But can I finish the story?
No.
Thanks, Mike. I was going to say, I had to do this, I felt that I had to do this because I really wanted to date somebody when I was living in, you know, this other place that wasn't New Hampshire.
Right.
But when I got here, I didn't need to date status anymore. Yeah. When I'm surrounded by liberty people, I mean, I had
dated them
no
all.
Need, and I have dated them all, and I have, you know, I have so many friends that are liberty oriented. I don't need to be friends with status anymore. You know?
Yeah. Well, that's a good point. That's a good selling point for New Hampshire.
Absolutely, but I mean, I'm saying it depends on where this lady is
yeah.
in her life, and if she wants to make a big leap and move to New Hampshire, is because it can be a big leap for some. You know, if you're rooted. Where
I think
you are.
Your original advice was probably the best.
Mm.
Come to New Hampshire for a vacation,
yeah.
Pork Fest, Liberty Forum, some generic time of the year,
mm.
and meet people. The state is small. You could go from one side of the to the other
mm-hmm.
in 2 hours.
Absolutely.
So you can meet different people in different geographies, and they kind of tend to click up. So you can meet different kind of
sure.
types of people, lots of them at many social events all within 1 week. And then you could, you know, see if you think there are people of or monogamous straight guys who are the middle ground.
Right. Absolutely. All right, that's a good way to close out the show,
oh,
I think.
Excellent.
Do you have any more advice for her?
Yeah.
Send your
send
picture.
Send us another question. Yeah, send your picture.
We'll put you up on the forum. And I guarantee you'll have 700 horny guys emailing you the next day.
So you can send your picture to Stephanie at porktherapy.com.
That's right. I do like the ladies. You can email Mike. You know, Mike, I think, really represents that middle ground very well.
I'm a middle kind of guy.
He doesn't want children, but, you know, he'll be faithful to you, and he will...
I don't want children.
He's not Christian.
I'm definitely not Christian.
And I'm just kidding. And you do want children. I'm basically making up bullshit.
In order to get my email out
in
there.
In order to tell you to ask Mike on a date. I might be false advertising, but I still think you'll have a hell of a fun time with Mike on your date.
at least ask.
So you can email Mike at mike@porktherapy.com. Isn't that right, Mike?
And you could do that.
And you know what? You can do that tonight because Mike is free tomorrow night.
Wow, that is quite a coincidence.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you have some time before Porkfest, but after that you're going to be booked up. So, ladies, you should email right now. Get your date request
before he fills up. You can email us
I mean, before his calendar fills up, excuse me.
Wow, before he fills you up. And right after you send me an email
oh,
and send Stephanie your picture an email,
that's
then you
right.
can send us a question at questions@porktherapy.com.
Or you can call us at 419-PT-LOVE-4, and you can pontificate in your lovely voice and let us hear your
awesome.
Your lips caressing our ears.
Or
wouldn't
something.
That be nice? Or something. anyway, this is Pork Therapy signing off. Find us on the web at porktherapy.com and tell your friends about us, right?
Yes. And thanks for listening. This has been Mike.
And this is Stephanie, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
They're two crazy porks who host a show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench, cause Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork Therapy. Advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective. Oh, and did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more at 419-PT-LOVE-4.